during the Pulse shooting in Orlando, which left 49 dead and even more injured. Bulletproof vests sat untouched at the Orlando Fire Department. Those vests could have been used to let paramedics get to victims dying inside the club.
Unfortunately, we were a day and a dollar too late.
WMFE's Abe Abaraya, along with ProPublica, took a look at what happened inside Pulse nightclub and how those vests could have made a difference. And a warning, this story, which lasts about 8 minutes, contains audio from police body camera inside Pulse nightclub. It may not be appropriate for some listeners. WMFE's Abe Abaraya reports.
The inside of Pulse nightclub is dark, lit by pink and blue video screens and disco balls. Police enter through a broken window just 8 minutes after the gunman opened fire. More than 100 people have been shot. Unfinished drinks and unpaid bar tabs litter the tables. The floor is awash in water and blood. A commander comes on the radio, let the fire department know they'll need more people. Belle Isle Police Officer Brandon Cornwell responds.
I'm inside, suspect barricaded inside with multiple hostages. We have multiple people down, shot inside behind the bar. Can't get them out at this time.
A moment later, another officer sees the shooter peering out from the bathroom and opens fire. We're not going to play the gunshots, but the moments just after capture the chaos.
Shots fired.
A few minutes later, a victim shouts, "I need the hospital." Officers who don't have rifles are told to start dragging people out. And here's why this is important. The priority for police at this point is to stop the bad guy. It's what they're trained to do. But these police officers were also confronted with dozens of horrifically wounded victims. 2 minutes later, one of the police command officers gets on the radio trying to come up with a plan to get more victims out. He asks if the shooter's bullets can go through the walls.
Can any rounds come into the main area?
The officer is asking to get firefighters inside the club. The answer came back. The shooter is using a rifle, so the bullets could penetrate the walls and go into the main dance floor area where most victims were. This is where a rescue task force comes in. Paramedics wearing bulletproof vests and guarded by police, whose goal is to triage and treat victims while police focus on the shooter.
Get a long gun, so yes, penetrate. We gotta get them out. We got them contained in the bathroom. We have several long guns on the bathroom right now.
These exchanges show law enforcement on the scene, at the very least, wanted to get the fire department inside a Pulse nightclub to help get victims out. And a few moments later, police dispatch logs show the Orlando police officially asked for the fire department, quote, to come in scene secure. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer disagrees.
There may have been a random individual talking about that, but it certainly wasn't among SWAT leadership or leadership on the ground.
Okay.
If you think about the scene, I don't think, in my humble, unexperienced, unprofessional opinion, it would have been a very good situation to try to triage inside the building with bodies piled up, blood everywhere.
We've heard from police officers inside Pulse nightclub asking to get firefighters into the club. Outside, there were firefighters who wanted to go into the club to triage victims. WMFE talked to firefighters who were told not to go into the nightclub. They didn't want to be named for fear of retribution. Even though the Orlando Fire Department's bulletproof vests sat untouched at headquarters, bulletproof vests were brought to Pulse nightclub by Orange County Fire Rescue Department. The County Fire Department began training on a rescue task force in 2013.
Orange County did provide some vests. They did come forward. Their chief said, hey, we've got these if you want to send some guys in.
That's Brian Davis. He was in charge of the Orlando Fire Department's response that night. Davis was worried about his crew getting hurt. In hindsight, he says he would have asked Orange County to assemble a rescue task force and go inside.
We did drills. We didn't have formalized training. We didn't have a policy. We didn't have a procedure. We had the equipment, but it was locked up at EMS in a storage closet because none of the other previous mentioned things had been developed yet for that. And unfortunately, we were a day and a dollar too late.
The people who were dying on the dance floor, they didn't ask to be there.
That's Dr. Edward Reed Smith, the Virginia doctor who examined the Pulse autopsies and found 16 victims died with potentially survivable wounds. He says the story of how the city of Orlando responded to Pulse ultimately is about the lack of communication between police and fire. At one point, the police and fire department commands were on different sides of Pulse Nightclub, and a review by the U.S. Justice Department agreed the command setup hurt the response. Here's Dr. Edward Reed Smith again.
Yeah, it's our job to go get them. It's our job to do what we can. It doesn't mean we have to kill ourselves, but it's our job to do our damnedest to get in there as safely as we can.
The Orlando Police and Fire Departments did as many as 9 joint drills practicing a rescue task force since 2005. Fire Chief Williams says because of that, on the night of Pulse, the fire department could have sent a rescue task force in if one was asked for, and that the commanders on the scene, like Davis, made those calls.
Those commanders on the scene made those choices. We did exactly what was appropriate based on the resources that was required at the time. So, again, I can't say it enough. They did a great job.
That's what Williams said in an interview this year. But a month after the Pulse nightclub shooting, I asked Williams about the idea of paramedics putting on bulletproof vests and getting closer to victims in an active shooter incident. He said his department was looking at active shooter protocols and at vests, but it's going to be a, quote, slow process, and that they have not trained at that level.
Again, we are training to get into those warmer zones. And then as the opportunity presents itself, as hopefully this is the last incident ever happened in America, we'll have to keep going that way. But again, it is trying to mirror what happens in war. So again, we haven't trained to that level, but again, my goal is to hope it never happens again.
No one from the fire department was inside the command center. Williams and his deputy chiefs didn't show up to Pulse nightclub until after the shooter was dead. Still, Dyer says he has full faith in Williams' leadership at the helm of the fire department.
Would have been better if he was on the scene, certainly than not. And that's a breakdown in communications, but I don't view that as a lack of leadership.
The Orlando Fire and Police Chiefs have a simple response to those who criticize how the Pulse nightclub shooting was handled. You weren't there that night. Here's Fire Chief Williams.
Yeah, it's hypothetical. I guess they could have said the same thing about Aurora and different things. We don't know. Every scene is different.
While every scene is different, that's why a plan must be in place. Orange County's fire chief began working with the National Fire Protection Association to create a new national standard for active shootings. Chief Otto Drost explains the new standard requires police and fire departments have a plan.
My hope is that the standard will move everybody to operate within the warm zone, because I think that's where, as an industry, we can do the most good.
And that is hopefully the takeaway for public safety organizations across the country, because it's not a matter of if you'll need an active shooter policy. It's a matter of when and how many lives can be saved. Abe Abarai, 90.7 News.